This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mako. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram will begin in Lok Sabha tomorrow. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the Lok Sabha. Briefing the media earlier last week, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the full-day discussion will start at 12 noon. He added it was decided in the all-party meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla that discussion on Vande Mataram will be conducted on 8th and debate on electoral reforms on 9th December.
We all Union agree Roman. That there will be a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on Monday. And it was also agreed that on Tuesday, the 9th December, there will be discussion on election reform. And my special appeal to all the members, especially the opposition party members, cooperate fully with the decision taken.
Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of several development works in Ahmedabad, Gujarat. He inaugurated 861 houses in Taltej, Ahmedabad. Apart from this, Mr. Shah inaugurated Electrotherm Garden in South Bhopal, Lakes in Sarkhej and Vastrapur, Party Plot in Memnagar, 350 houses in Navavadach. After visiting the gymnasium and library in New Ranip, he laid the foundation stone of the sports complex in Gotha. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurated 125 strategically significant infrastructure projects, including the Shyok Tunnel across seven states and two union territories constructed by the Border Roads Organization, BRO. During the inaugural ceremony, Defence Minister said that these infrastructure projects are dedicated to remember the supreme sacrifices of the Indian Army and the BRO who laid their lives for the nation. Mr. Rajnath Singh said that the Shyok Tunnel in Leh will be the game-changer in Ladakh, offering all-weather connectivity and mobility during harsh winters. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has issued show-cause notices to Indigo CEO Peter Elbers and Accountable Manager Isidro Porqueras, seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to passengers. The regulator attributed the chaos to the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit FDTL norms. The notice said large-scale operational failures indicated significant lapses in planning, oversight and resource management. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, along with senior Civil Aviation Ministry officials, held a meeting with Elbers to review the situation and address the issues. Earlier, the government had directed Indigo to clear all pending passenger refunds for cancelled or disrupted flights without delay. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has mandated that refunds for all such flights be completed by 8 p.m. today. Indian astronaut and Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla has said that artificial intelligence has become integral to every sphere of progress. Addressing the Delhi AI grind, India's first city-centric AI innovation engine in New Delhi today, Mr. Shukla highlighted that AI is engraved in each and every aspect and it is a tool to accomplish things and is being utilized extensively. He added, these are the areas where we need to focus and to accomplish the dream of Viksit Bharat 2047. The Goa government has ordered a magisterial inquiry into Arpora fire incident which claimed 25 lives. A major fire at a club in Arpora also injured several others, prompting immediate action from the local authorities. The cause of the fire is yet to be known. Control rooms have been set up for swift and efficient monitoring of the incident. On Armed Forces Flag Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the nation expresses its deepest gratitude to the brave men and women who protect the country with unwavering courage. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that their discipline, resolve and indomitable spirit safeguard the people and strengthen the nation. He added that their commitment stands as a powerful example of duty, discipline and devotion. On this occasion, he also encouraged everyone to contribute to the Armed Forces Flag Day Fund. And that is the end of this news bulletin.